putting that tonight.
So, our first site today's daf is daf Tzadik Dalet. One side of looking at this is that it's a trap.
It's sad.
Yeah. But hopefully we'll capture the daf completely and well. So let us recall what is going on over here. We're trying to figure out the shiur. The Mishnah gave us a shiur for Mishaya B'derech Rechoka. And the shiur was Kimodiyim in all directions, according to the Tanakam and according to Rebbe Eliezer, anybody outside of the Azara. So Ula said that the distance from Modiyim to Yerushalayim must be 15 mil, because we discovered that the entire distance the person can walk during the course of the day is 40 mil. 5 between Alot and Beitz, and 5 between Shkia and Seta Kochavim. That was based on the dig and the pasuk of the distance between Sidon and Soar that Lot traversed during those periods, during the early morning period, which leaves us 30 mil, which is the remaining, the 30 mil in between those two periods. Which means that if a guy is capable of getting into the Beit HaMikdash during the time of Shechita, would allow him 15 mil distance for him to start the time of Shechita and get there in time to Shechita. So therefore, we came up with this year that the distance from Modi'im that's given in the Mishnah is 15 mil. It's given all of the above. Is that clear? It's essential that this be clear. If this isn't clear, we're going to be in trouble. If there's any doubt about this, let's discuss it. Okay, good. I take that, yes, we're forever hold your peace.
Then we have to apply it.
Fine. Now then we got into a little side discussion, which I think we should review, since it seems to have left a lot of confusion yesterday, as to what constitutes an ones and what constitutes a derech rechoka. And that's also important today because we haven't really completed the insight into how you could hold a skuf as derech rechoka and so on. But one thing we did get to see before that, which I think is worthwhile reviewing as well, and that is the difference between the way in which we measure a derech rechoka and the way in which we measure tum'a, and the two are unrelated. Because it's possible to hold that derech rechoka is defined by arrival during the time of the asiyat ha-pesach, because it says la'asot ha-pesach. Right? So the la'asot ha-pesach clearly is the definition of your ability to shek, because that's what the nature of asiyah would be. So if you could arrive in time for achila, that wouldn't change anything according to Ula. Masha'in came when it comes to tuma, the fact that you could arrive in time to eat is sufficient, because tuma is a question of something that's moneya you from achila. It's not moneya you from asiyah. Therefore, says Ula, there's no contradiction in my holding that as long as you can get there in time to eat, then we would be shokri for you. Mashain came. A derech rechoka is that you would be unable to be lasei sesapesa. It doesn't bother me. The inverse could also be true. You could hold that the nature of derech rechoka lachem means you're unable to arrive in time to eat. The way Tosus understands it means you're unable to get to Yerushalayim within the tchum in such a way that would allow you to arrive in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Azara, to be able, in the inside Yerushalayim, to be able to eat. And nonetheless, I could hold that even though I could arrive to eat when it comes to being Tameh, the Torah defined Tuma as my ability to be there in order to eat now. And if I can't, then I'm not Roy, even though I'm Roy at night. And that would be Gzirat HaKatuv, that the Torah was Matrim, because after all, when it spoke about Tameh Meit, it could have been referring to Tameh Meit B'Shvi Shalo, and nonetheless it was saying too bad. So, Ein Shochtim Zorkin, now Tameh Sheretz, despite the fact that when it comes to the Rechoka, we measure it by the night. So we have two different quantities over here, and we measure them a different way. We don't necessarily need to define a particular moment that is the essential time that you have to be able to be there. It could be one way for Tuma, one way for Derek Kolka. In fact, Ula and Rabbi Yehuda are mirror images of each other in that. Fine. Then we got to the question of your physical ability to arrive. What's the relationship between your physical ability to arrive and the way the Torah defines Derek Kolka? Because after all, to define derech rechoka by one distance in all directions sounds a little strange anyway. I mean, doesn't that now involve the question of the conditions of the roads, of how windy the road is, of how whether you're going to have to climb over mountains in order to get there from a particular location? How are we going to circle around Yerushalayim to define it? So yesterday, the Gemara, we had the Braisa. Let's just review that again. Tanu Rabbana. So Tanu Rabbana. Haya Omeid, this is on Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph on the fifth line. Haya Omeid Chutz L'Modiin. So let's try to understand the nature of the shear of Modiin. Somebody is outside of Modi'in. He has no trouble of arriving in Yerushalayim. The guy's driving a Jaguar and get to Yerushalayim in 10 minutes from Modi'in. V'yokoli kanez b'susimu v'fradi. And he doesn't. So yoko yehech chayav, you might think that such a person would be chayav karev if Lamaisi doesn't show up and he doesn't do the Pesach Sheni either. Again, that would depend on the three-way machloket we have, the relationship of Pesach Sheni to Pesach Rishon. So yoko yehech chayav, Talmud lomar, ubaderach lo hayah. an individual who was not far away, Isha Shehu Tahor, Uvaderech Lamini Derech Rechokah Lachem, Lo Haya. He wasn't distant, but this guy was distant. Hello. Hayabader. So he obviously cannot be called a Mezid, and he's included in the case of Hayabader Rechoka, and he's potter, despite the fact that he could have easily arrived, but he didn't. As long as he was beyond Modi'in. The far side of Modi'in, he never thinks about Modi'in. It takes 2 minutes every day to do his commute from Modi'in to Yerushalayim. Doesn't count. No problem. He's outside. That's what the meaning of Derech Rechokah. The Torah defines the special idea of Derech Rechokah. It means it's giving an objective definition that has nothing to do with the time. It has to do with the Derech. So you're outside of the Derech. You will be put. On the other hand, if you are lifnim in Modi'in, you're on the near side to Modi'in, ve'en yofol likanes, and you have no way of getting to Yerushalayim because of the traffic. So there, yofol lo yehe chayav, you might think that there you're not chayav karet. Talmud omar, baderech lo haya. If a guy was baderech lo haya, he was not further out than Modi'in, meaning baderech rechokah lo haya, v'arei lo haya baderech, he was not baderech rechokah. Ayotain, in terms of time, he was baderech rechokah. So, Torah didn't define it in terms of time. Now the question is, how could we say b'lamaisa b'chayev karet? So Rashi learns, again, this depends on the machlokas, Rashi and Rambam in the Mishnah. Rashi learns, it's talking about over here, that the guy is driving a van. He's got his whole family in the van. There's no way for him to get that van through because of the traffic. However, he does have a Vespa on the back of his van. What he should do is park on the side of the road, says Rashi, leave the family, and go. So therefore, he's not an onus. That means he can't come with his van. Now, Rashi is forced to say that pshat, of course, because Rashi learns in the Mishnah that an onus is potter. Meaning that the onus would be potter, even if Lamaise wouldn't have brought the Pesach Sheni, because it's Pesach Rishon, if we learn that there is. The Rambam, who learns that there's a special case of Haya B'derek Rechoka, as opposed to onus, remember, according to Rashi, the B'derek Rechoka and onus are the same thing. So what's the point that Gemara now is saying, so what? See, either you're an onus or you're a B'derek Rechoka. What's the difference? It's all the same according to Rashi. Therefore, he has to come up with a case in which there is an Eitzah. The Eitzah is to park your van and to leave the family behind and just to get there. So that's the Eitzah. But according to the Rambam, you don't need an Eitzah. Because according to the Rambam, remember the answer to the Mishnah's question, its own question. In Cain, why does the Torah mention Tamei V'Hoya B'Derech Rechoka if it's the same din as Shogei V'Ames? According to Rambam, the answer is that Ahoya B'Derech Rechoka is by definition not Chayav Karet. So therefore, even if he doesn't bring a Sheni, he won't be Chayav. Masha'in came the guy who couldn't get there, but not because he wasn't B'Derech Rechoka. If he doesn't bring the Pesach Sheni, he will be Chayav.
He doesn't bring
the Pesach Sheni, the Mezid. That's the Rambam's approach, according to which the Gemara makes perfectly good sense. He really can't get to Yerushalayim. The traffic is completely unpassable, whether you're driving a van or you're driving a Vespa. So what's an asking? So make Pesach Sheni? So if he was actually stuck on the other side of Modi'in, 1 kilometer further away, he would be potter even if he didn't make the Pesach Sheni. If he's stuck on the near side of Modi'in in traffic, then he absolutely has got to bring the Pesach Sheni, because otherwise he'll be Chayev Karet, because he missed, not because of being the Derech Rechoka. See how clearly the Rambam fits into the Torah. Gemara over here. There is indeed something unique about Mishayev Derech Rechoka in terms of what's Mechayev. Didn't have the original Chiyev to make that Pesach Rishon. There's a difference between not being Chayev and the Pesach Rishon and between being an Eres and the Pesach Rishon. Right? The Rambam is brilliant. Because Hayev Derech Rechoka is not a way of looking at, so what was the Sibat a Haptur, so to speak, of you're not, but why should we potter you? It's that there's no Chiyev in the first place, basically. So if you're, which we'll see according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that it's Askufata Azara, the immediate question you ask yourself, what do you mean? A guy is 3 feet away from the Beit HaMikdash, and we don't say, how about going in? But the truth is, you can say the same thing over here. The guy is 10 minutes away on his Jaguar, and we don't say, why don't you drive in? That's the whole point of Hayav Derech Rechoka. If we understand it as the Rambam, is not such a shock. The Torah is saying, you're in the Matzav of Chiyuv, so you're Chayav. It's the same thing as saying that if you, let's say, are in a city in which someone was nifted, in days when towns were small and everybody knew each other, so the whole town is Levatel, to go to the Levite. Suppose you're 3 miles away in an adjacent town. So we'll say to you, no, you can't go 3 miles to go to the Leviah. I have to run to every Leviah. It's not a mice city. What do I have to go to the Leviathan? The thing that is b'chayev of a person very often is his circumstances. You're not in the circumstances. You're not chayev. To say, I should go ahead. I'm not wearing tzitzis. So go ahead and buy a bag and put on tzitzis. No, and if I don't go ahead and buy a bag and put on tzitzis. So it's the same thing over here. People within an area of Modin and in are chayev in the Korban Pesach and have to see to it that they get there. If not, no, the tov olav bracha. But if he doesn't, he doesn't.
But somebody who lives in Modin a week before, could he arrange a conditional?
Could.
Conditional
with somebody who lives before? That's the machlokes between Reb Nachman and Reb Sheshet. Whether you're able to send ahead. By the way, the Chazon Ish actually uses that to explain the sugya, if you want to learn it not like the Rambam. He doesn't like Rashi's job, because Rashi's job is, you know, I don't understand. But what's the Chiddush? What the Chiddush is that I have to park my van, that's the Chiddush. Well, I understand. If I can get there, I can get there. What do I need to construct a case because it's traffic, so the guy won't want to park his van? It's a crazy case. Therefore, the Chazon Ish taina is that it must mean there's no physical way the halal to get there in time. The only thing that could change it is, if you have a cell phone, you can phone ahead that they should bring the Korban Pesach for you. No. He says you could tell the next guy, the next guy to shout to the next guy, and you make a telephone. It's the same idea. And that's how cell phones work. You know, one antenna to the next. Right, so a little bit of a darker case. You can just see it. The, through the traffic, from the interior line. Exactly. Everybody's writing down.
It's shouting the money.
The original fax machine to the Rebbe. Or to the note in the Koto.
What's his name?
Exactly. But, I mean, you can see the desperation to create a case here if it's not going like the Rambam. It's really very strange.
It has to be a circumstance under which this
all that, exactly. Fine. All right. All right, so it's not mamish and together that there's no, you have obviously an inyan to get there, but it's not an absolute chiyuv to be a mechayev if you miss it. That's how we would be understanding the Rambam, and that would be the difference between an onus and an ayimadar chayev. Somebody who's an onus has got to make up for his onus. Somebody who wasn't absolutely chayev, it was chayev only to try to be mishtatef in the mitzvah, loyva mishtadel, we follow the minyan, you know, that kind of thing. So, okay, I didn't make it. Not the end of the world.
Is an assumption made that
the truth is, this is a complex subject. The question is, when you know that a mitzvah is coming up, at what point do you mechuyev to do what needs to be done in order to see that you'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah? Do you have to buy matzahs before Pesach? Right now, what do I got to think about matzahs for? Comes well Pesach, you have a mechuyev to eat matzah. Oh! Where do I get matzahs? What can you do? I'm an onus. So, I mean, it's exactly the same kind of question. I know it's coming up, so I should go ahead and put myself in a position which I'm able to be mekayim the mitzvah. That's the shaila. At what point you have to do what you have to do? Okay, we saw other elements, the Gabi B'dikas Chometz, we saw that it would begin Shloshim Yom, we said that's from the ending of Shloshim Yom Kodem L'chag, the Chachomim gave you, and if you're leaving, once you have the Chiyuv, you have that Chiyuv, that type of thing. But it's not so posh. There's a lot of discussion about this overall issue. By the way, even when it comes to tzitzis, it's not so posh. There's many different ways in the Achronim of understanding the Gemara of Be'idan Ritcha, where there's a meanness where the person dafka patterned himself from tzitzis by cutting one of the corners around so he shouldn't have harba kanafos. It doesn't mean he's just not wearing, you know, that type of thing. Yeah, okay, this is a big sugya, but certainly the Ahayah B'derech Rechoka is a classic example of this kind of thing. How do we understand, at least according to Rambam, how do we understand the nature of a chiyuv? It's certainly a chiyuv, there's no question, and yet the Torah wasn't mechayev in Einish. If he doesn't do it because he's considered to be B'derech Rechoka on some crazy level, and that's different than an emissa on him. Fascinating thing.
And
the Chinam, the same issue. You've got to leave in time to get there if you're going
to
be on
the road. You
can't even send ahead, that's right.
I'm saying you have to move. In our day, I mean, you have to
physically
move into the inside of the day by the morning.
That's right.
But explain why so many hotels have been popping up the last few years.
You probably would, although with Iran in the background, they won't last very long. Omar Rav, let's analyze now the amount we said that a person walks these 40 mil, and he does that during the time of the day. So taking that now in terms of the overall understanding of the size of the issue of Bichlal, and we'll see the only reason we bring this up is because it leads us to different shitas than the one that we just had in Ula. Ula is claiming that 5 mil is what's walked between the time of the Shia and the time of Tzeta Kochavim, or the time of Alot to the time of Zricha. Let's see whether that's consistent. Omar Rava, Shita Alfik Parsi Havi Alma, says Rava, the world is 6,000 parsaot. Now, the question, Rashi understands that this has nothing to do with the circumference of the earth, although it's a very excellent description of the circumference of the earth, which is exactly 6,000 parsecs. So okay, but I mean, that's already from way before the time of the Gemara, that was known already. The Greeks had accurately measured the circumference of the earth. But what Rashi says, this has nothing to do with the circumference of the earth. What we're talking about is when you're standing on the earth's surface, how much does the sun, and the sun doesn't go in a straight line, but you're taking a look, you're looking at the sun, and the sun describes basically a half circle, a semicircle, as it rises in the morning, goes over to the south, if you're in the northern hemisphere, above 23 degrees, and it comes along back to the northwest. So now the question is, how much of the distance of the earth is covered by the sun? So it would have nothing to do with the side, from side to side, but what's the distance the sun travels? So it travels, measured from the earth, 6,000 parsecs.
The sun travels.
6,000, yeah, assuming the earth at rest. And then the sun is describing a 6,000 parsecs trip every single day. If I'd be running along the surface along with the sun, then I would travel 6,000 parsecs. Sumcha de rakia, now the thickness of the rakia, which is the period during which I don't see the sun, but I can still see it going through the part that dims it, so it's going beneath the horizon, that must be 1,000 parsecs in each direction. In other words, from the early morning, meaning before the sun appears above the horizon, so from alot to neit, and in the evening after the sun disappears from the horizon at shia, until the time that it turns dark. That's also, that takes now, it travels during that period, 1,000 parsecs. One, that is the distance of the sun's travel, that's a gemara, that it was makabel from his rabbeinu. And the other is his own svara, and that's how it relates to our circle. How is that? Because svara law, he holds, ki hod yomer rabba bar bachanam rabbi yovan kama mahalecha dam beinoni b'yom, eser parsecs. If we say that a person walks during the course of a day 10 parsecs, then mi'alota shachar v'yadanetza kama, he would walk 5 milion, so that means 5, there's 40 total, he walks 5 milion in the morning, and from shkiyat ha'chama tzedak v'chavim, 5 milion. So according to that, how much does the person walk per each 1,000 parsecs? As it turns out, according to this, that in the time that a guy personally would walk 5 mil, so the sun would travel 1,000 parsecs. Because in the time that it takes him to travel his 30 mil, which is the time in which the Adam is ma'aleh from the period of the Neitz until the Shkia, the sun travels 6,000 mil, right? So that means that the relationship would be 5 mil per 1,000.
6,000 mil is only the
5 into 30. Yeah, the daytime.
It's the daytime hours.
Yeah, because the time that I see it. And he's adding an additional LF on either side. So if in 30, the time that I walk 30 mil, the sun travels 6,000 parsecs, right? So then that means I've got a relationship of 5 to a parsec. Okay, so if that's the case, so over here I've got a relationship of 5 mil, here every 5 mil to a parsec, I walk 5 mil between the alot ha-shachar and the neitz, and I walk 5 mil between the shkia and the tzeit, so that means the sun must be going another elef parsecs on either side, until the time that it disappears, or until the time that it comes above the horizon in the morning. Therefore, says Rava, mitzad asfara, it makes sense that if the relationship is 6,000 parsecs to 30 mil, then the relationship will be 1 parsa to 5 mil. I mean, 1 elef parsec at the 5 mil, right? Yeah, exactly. So therefore, I figured out on my own, says Rabbi, that there's got to be an additional elef parsa that we don't see the sun, but we can still see the sun's glow while it's traveling under the horizon. Right? Does that make perfectly good sense then? That's a separate issue we'll discuss later, where it goes. But it's irrelevant to this issue. In other words, whether it's going deep into a crystalline sphere that's making it darker and darker as it disappears, or whether it's falling beneath the horizon, whatever is happening, the assumption is that there's not a change in velocity. So therefore, it must be going at the same speed, even while it's going around the other end, or whether it's going around the top, or however one understands it, right? Are we okay with this so far? Now, based on this, what do we have? We have a relationship, therefore, of every 18 minutes, the guy walks 1 mil. So this way, in 24 hours, he would walk his 30 mil. Now, that is something that everybody knows very close up, because the shear of chimutz, as we saw earlier today, heel of a meal, and every child knows you have to have 18-minute matzah. The only way we get 18-minute matzahs is based on this gemara, right? If a person walks during the day 30 parsecs, assuming that he walks 5 and 5, 5 in the morning and 5 in the evening, 30 mil, I mean, yeah. He wants 30 minutes, and it means g'day, hiluch mil is 18 minutes. Very simple division. That's nogea a lot of other things too. Would be nogea the shir of shkiat hachama, of ben hashmashot. Therefore, it's nogea how long you wait until you daven meir that night. It's nogea when a child is born on an erev Shabbos or a mitzvah Shabbos, and that penumbra's time, whether you give the bris meal on Shabbos or after Shabbos. It's nogea melichat basar. In order to do melicha, it has to be, the basar has to sit there in the melicha for at least g'day hiluch. And so there's whatever the shir is over here is going to define very much how it is that we act in a lot of issues. Okay, so far it would appear that we have basically an 18-minute meal. In other words, considering that, again, this is part of the whole question of whether to learn, view the world like the Rebbeinu Tam or view the world like the Gra. So when do we split our day? What is the 12 hours of the day? Assuming we split our day from the time we see the sun to the time the sun disappears, meaning from the Netzach Hamah until the Shkia, then our 12-hour day, which includes the 30 mil, gives us the 18-minute mile. According to this, 1/6 of the day is the thickness of the rekia, because it's 5 mil to the 30, and therefore it's 1,000 parsa to the 6. Simple relation, simple proportion. Mace, we ask now both on Rava and on Ula, who claim that this is the relationship of the time that you walk during the period of Alot HaShachar to Neitz and so on. We ask from the following, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Oviyosho rekia echad mi'asara bayom. The thickness of the rekia is 1/10 of the mahalach hakama of the day. Teda, and I'll prove it to you. Kama mahalach adam beinoni bayon. How much can a person walk during the day? Now, during the day, according to Rabbi Yehuda, aliba Rashi's shot means from alot till tzeit, not during the day, meaning from the nates until shkia. So, how much can a person walk during the entire day? And therefore, he's not chelik on the previous assumption, according to Rashi. I must tell you, according to the Yerushalmi, he is chelik on the previous assumption, and he is giving us how much does a person walk during the course of the day. All right. But, so, kama mahalach adam beinoni bayon, eser parsaot. So, he would walk from the time of alos hashachar until tzeit, 10 parsa. 40 mil. 10 parsa. 4 mil per parsa. Umealota shaka ada netzachama. And how much does he walk of that, according to Rashi? How much does he walk from alota shaka till nates? 4 mil. Oy vey. 4 mil. And Ula and Rava both said 5 mil. So he walks 4 mil. Also 4 mil, which means the relationship of 4 mil to 40 is 1 out of 10. And therefore, the thickness of the rekia is 1/10 on either side, 1/10 of the distance of the day. Now, so if that's true, how much does a person walk between the time of Netzach Hamah until Shkia? He only takes off 8 from his 40, 32. According to which the 18-minute meal is a thing of the distant past. The correct measurement of the meal, according to this, would be 22.5 minutes. Right? According to that, you don't need to buy 18-minute matzah. You could buy 22.5-minute matzahs. That is Rashi's pshat, as I mentioned. I took Aliba Rashi's pshat. And we're going to be docha, obviously we're going to be docha the Amoraim here, Rava and Ula, based on the Tanoim, based on Rabbi Yehuda. According to that, we have a whole different way of measurement. And in fact, in a pinch, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have a Efsit Meruba and your matzahs were over 18 minutes, you can always rely on in a real pinch. They got to be expensive matzahs. In a real pinch, 22.5. And when it comes to doing malicha, you have to be machmir, not 18 minute malicha, but 22.5 minute malicha. Longer. In other words, where's the chumrah? It's the chumrah. The same thing would be true in other chumras, although not everybody agrees. But a chumrah. No. I'm saying on this particular point, even if you hold of the Mishnah Berurah, but even if you hold, the question is whether it's a chumrah, lagabe, the leida of a child, determining whether the child should be deicha Shabbos. So let's say it's 19 minutes after Shkia on Shabbos that a boy is born. So is his bris the next Shabbos or is it put off till Sunday? So according to this, we should be machmir, the 18 minutes of obviously. apartment and then put it off. Or the 22 and a half minutes before shot. What it would be. The chumra would be the other way, right? Okay, the lesson before, now we'll have to put it off all the way down. Some learn that because it means a bittle of bris milah, bismano, it's not, that's not called a chumra. Because it's a chumra, it's also the dekula. So over there already, you wouldn't take into consideration different sheet. Just decide how you're passing and passing. But the Chazon Ish disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah completely, and he says that the whole Rashi shot is based on the fact that Rashi did not have a Yerushalmi available.
Really?
Yes, and he says very often you'll find that Rishonim, because of the fact that there were book burnings and it was almost impossible to get hold of certain things, Yerushalmi wasn't remembered Balpeh, wasn't that Osukin and so on. The Yerushalmi clearly learns the whole Sugya. He has a klal, the Chazon Ish, that wherever you have a Yerushalmi that is learning the same thing that the Bavli is, and it's unnecessary to make a Machlokas, then you don't call the Rishonim who made it a Machlokas, and you assume that they didn't see the Yerushalmi. And if they had, they would have learned the Sugya in the Bavli like the Yerushalmi learned. Yerushalmi learns that the Shaila on Rava and Ula was from both ends, not only from the Gnar. It's not that he was talking about the time of the Hiluch from, they're arguing in whether it's the starting from Alos and ending at Seis, or whether it's starting from Nates and going to Shkia. But we also asked them, Kama, what is the distance of the Halicha Biyom Arboi Mil? Those are two elements that we were asked. In any event, the way the Chazon Ish learns, we should not, and we don't have any elasticity in this. There isn't, we have no reason to be saying if on Rashi's child who left us with a 32 meal distance. And okay, so according to which you're not make a leave in Beth and Meruba, he says, when it comes to your matzahs and so on. Okay, there's other ways of learning in which the meal turns out to be 24 minutes if you put the whole period in between. Okay, again, I mean, there's a lot of complexities in this sugya. This is the sugya basically that is central. This sugya plus the sugya we have before in Shabbos together define the nature of the Nashmashas and so on. And here's what the Rabbi Tom gets into his sheet, which is how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, by the way, although it's mashma that, you know, that the Rambam, the Rif, and the Gaonim do not understand the sugya like this. But Tosfos points out the obvious kasha. Because here, Rav Yehuda is saying that it takes 4 mil to walk from Shkia until Tzeta Kochavim. But Shkia to Tzeta Kochavim is the way we usually understand the concept of Einash Mashal. We don't know the time between Shkia and Tzeta Kochavim. But Rabbi Yehuda himself says back in Shabbos that it's 3/4 of a mil. Shloshet Rivei Mil is the Shir of Ben HaShmashot. It's that fundamental contradiction that leads to the whole sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam, that there must be two definitions of the word Shkia. So what we call Shkia, because we follow basically the Groz Psak, which is like the Gaonim, which is like the Rambam and the Rif, against the Shulchan Aruch. We go against the Shulchan Aruch in this. Actually, Rav Avadya Yosef makes a big fuss over this. But the Svarim who follow the Shulchan Aruch should be following the Rabbeinu Tam across the board, in which, according to which, you would in fact understand that the nature of the word Shkia does not mean what we call Shkia. Does not mean when the body of the sun, the orb of the sun, disappears under the horizon. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's Yom completely. As long as the sky is light, that's called daytime. He calls that Tfilat HaShkia. That's the beginning of a process of Shkia. But Tzeta Kochavim is only at the end of 3/4 of a mil following the Sof HaShkia.
Which is much later.
So that's the question. It depends on whether it's the 18-minute mile or whether it's the 22.5-minute mile. If it's the 18-minute mile, so then it's 4 mil is 72 minutes. Right? That's where the 72 minutes come. However, if you hold of the other pshatim, the 22.5-minute mil, then it's 90 minutes, which is why you have shitas who paskin like Rabbi Yotam, they keep 90 minutes. In Eretz Yisrael, the minhag always was to follow the Psak of the Gaonim, which was the Shita, the way we learned it here, is that Shkia is Shkia is Shkia. How do we explain the contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda? It's 3/4 of a mil, and over there, here it says 4 mil. That is explained by understanding that what he calls Tzeta Kochavim here, what he calls Alot here, is not included in the Shir of Ben HaShmashot at all. Because when we saw back in Shabbos, the Shir of Tzeta Kochavim is until there's 3 Kochavim. But the Shir over here of Tzeta Kochavim is Tzeta Kol HaKochavim. You'll ask, who the heck cares when Kol HaKochavim come out, since there is no Shir anywhere of Tzeta Kol HaKochavim? That's a rather serious question on the Pshat. There's a way out of it. Because vis-a-vis our Sugya, when we have to define the nature of Chatzos, and anybody who takes a look at the difference between the Groz approach and the other approach, to the nature of Chatzos, or the nature of Zman Kriyat Shema, the Magen Avraham, the Gros sees this all the time. Where do we count from? Are we counting from Alos until Shkia? Which Alos? And which Shkia? Or are we talking about Nates? I mean, which Tzeit? Or are we talking about Nates till Shkia?
And which year?
And then we have to split the day up differently, and then obviously all of our shiurim come out differently. And so because of that, we needed to define that vis-a-vis the Korban Pesach, we're always going to look at Seit Kol HaKochavim between the still in the sky Kol HaKochavim, which is the moment of Alot, the last minute they're still in the sky.
Oh.
Take half of that time, and that's the period of Bein Arbayim. So vis-a-vis Pesach, it's Nogea, that's why we define it over here. Whereas in Shabbos, it wasn't Nogea. So we were talking about something else over there. There we're talking about Seit Shalosh HaKochavim, and so on and so forth. Now there's another problem with all Sugya, which generally people overlook, which is Chaval. And that is that obviously the entire relationship of all of these numbers depends on where the heck you are on the Earth's surface. Exactly. Because obviously if you really hold to the Rabbeinu Tam, then you've got an awful lot of people on this planet who do not have any night at all. Or don't have any day, I mean, depending on the season.
Or it's very short, and, because they're living in a period.
Yeah, but that's not a problem, very short in Mela, but it doesn't exist. There's no Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, there's no Tfilas Arvis, there's no Shabbos, because Shabbos never happens. How is that? But that's one of the titles. How can you possibly understand the Rabbeinu Tam as being this?
Take that.
But furthermore, because what we're talking about, Sabbath Josh, I'm sorry, I forgot you had to leave early, I would have done this afterwards. Apologize. Furthermore, the measurement of what we're measuring, which is the appearance of stars, the disappearance of stars, of course it's going to be dependent on the number of degrees that the sun is beneath the horizon, and not on the number of minutes. So anyway, it's always going to be changing, which is why the Sirius...
Depending on the time of year, if you are.
Depending where you are and when you are. Exactly. So therefore, Sirius charts that want to chart the Rabbeinu Tam, and that's machlokus of exactly how many degrees we're talking about, based on where the sugya is, where is the sugya referring to, and so on. But Lamaisa will vary from day to day and from location to location, the shiur of the Rabbeinu Tam. To talk about an absolute of 72 minutes anywhere on earth, or 90 minutes, with the way Rashi ends up understanding the sugya anywhere on earth, sounds a little bit, I mean, it's wild. You're halfway through the night.
So most people don't even address that.
I don't understand most people. Oh, you mean the time of the year? Yeah, it became a thing of 72 minutes.
Right.
That's the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam. Yes, some are machmir.
They're not
mekel. They're only machmir. You don't mean they're not machmir like the Rabbeinu Tam. They're only machmir like the Rabbeinu Tam.
What's the impact on when
you know, that's the tefillahs. Yeah, so I mean, it's amazing. We have these fundamental machlokas in about things that are so nogeya.
Is this how you can
daven
mitzvah? Some people do.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yes, yeah. Well, there's another way to do that, and that's to be above time. But for that, you need to be a rebbe.
Yeah.
Fine. Anyway, so what we have over here is Tiyufta Derava. We have a Tiyufta Derava and a Tiyufta Hula. Because both of them said it was 5 mil. Now it turns out that it's only 4 mil. You're right, Tiyufta. So what does that mean? Does that mean Lematabi Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan? Is it also now, because Rabba Bar Bar Chana quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying this whole business, right? He said, Rabba said, Kihad Yomer Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kama Ma'alech Adam Benini, and so on and so forth, and included in that statement, and Mealota Shacha Adonaita Kama Kamesh, Mishkiata Kama. So, I mean, it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan said that. If Rabbi Yochanan said that, then we have a tiyuft on him too. Omalacha Rabbi Yochanan. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan at this point would cop out and would say, I never said that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I mean, all I talked about was during the course of total day. I didn't talk about the difference between, yeah, I said 10 parsaot. Now, just because Rava and Ula want to now read into that, that out of those 10 parsaot, 5 mil in the morning, that's their problem. That's not my problem. So the Rabbanan who dekato, the Rabbanan made a mistake. Meaning Rava and Ula, they made a mistake. Dekho kashvan, dekadme vachashucha. But they, I mean, well, because they wake up early in the morning, they go to sleep late at night, so they figure they get at their 5 mil. Their 5 mil, they arrived too late already. It was after Tzeis. They started too early. It was before Alois. But wait a second. But Rabbi Chanina. What about Rabbi Chanina's measurement? The Torah gives the time of Alois till Nates to walk from stone to tzar. And Rabbi Chanina went ahead and actually measured that distance. That distance was 5 mil. Now, what are we going to say? Rabbi Chanina doesn't know how to make a measurement? Are we going to say it's a tiyuf to Rabbi Chanina? No. Over there it says, Vayaitzu HaMalach. But you got a malach pushing you. You make good time, especially as your toes are turning to salt, you know. So you start running. All right, so they made good time, they made 5 mil. But that doesn't mean that the standard measurement of Alicha would be 5 mil. I mean, it's 4 mil. Toshma, how about, now we've already added to Yufta, but when, once we get somebody down, it's like, Nofal Tura Chadal Sakina. Let's keep at it. So Toshma, Mitzrayim Haya Arba Meot Parsal Arba Meot Parsal. So Mitzrayim is 400 Parsot by 400 Parsot. Now, Mitzrayim is only 1/60th of Kush. So 1/60th of Africa is Mitzrayim. Kush itself is only 1/60th of the world. The world itself is only 1/60th of the Gan. Now, the Gan is only 1/60th of Aden, because it was a Gan in Aden. It's not the Gan of Aden, not the Gan be Aden. And now, if you want to know what really subsumes everything, it's hell. I mean, the whole, it's just, that's the conditions, right? So everything else is all 1/60th of Gan. Nimsa. Nimsa, I actually have, remember Rand?
Yeah.
Rand once wrote, he has a theory that actually we are currently in hell. It's just they don't want you to know, you've already been through the world, that you just don't remember it. Okay. So according to this, Nimsa, Kolomon, Kulok, Kisu, Kitera, again. So according to this, you can have a big pot. And the whole thing that we call the world is like a little top on the pot.
The surface.
Yeah.
Bubbling underneath.
But wait a minute, wait, just hold on a second. If the world is, Kush is 60 times 400 parsel by 400 parsel. And the world is 60 times that. We're way over our 6,000 parsalot over here. So I don't care how you work it. I mean, there's no way that all we have is 6,000 parsalot, including the circle that the sun makes. Ah, no. Something's wrong. So that's a tiyufta. You're right. That's another tiyufta. All right, now we've really got him down. Let's see if we can kick harder. Tashma. The Tana Develio, by the way, you should just know that the Maharal and the Ramchal and others both say about this whole sugya that none of it is meant to be taken as physical measurements anyway. In other words, the physical measurements are irrelevant. All that's relevant to us is the distance that a person walks. So what we're talking about here in terms of proportions and the size of the world and so on and so forth, shear of shishim, obviously it's not nageya. We never use the shear of shishim to measure the distance. The whole issue over here is that it has to do with spiritual qualities. Whatever, however you learn Kush. You know, Kush is the getter of Cham. It's Rochoit from Nehemonis, from Shemiras Bris Mila. So there's a lot of different pratik. But none of them take the sugya as being a physical sugya, including machlokes that we have later on about how to view the sun and so on and so forth. The Maharal is very, very vehement about it also, about how stupid it would be, you know, to take any of this as actual measurements of the world. So Toshma, the Tanner Dveilio, Rabbi Natan Omer, Kol HaYishuv Kulo Tachat Kochav Echad Yoshev. Look, it's clear that the entire populated part of the planet can fit under the space of the sky in which there's a single star. Because the fact is, no matter how far you walk, you do not see any change in the placement of that star.
Good old
Fransal. Whatever. No. A star. Take a star. Pick a star. That's directly overhead. Now walk as far as you can. No change. Walk the whole year. Still no change. All right, but close enough. Certainly the whole Yishuv. What was the populated part of the earth? You can walk from one end to the other end of the populated earth and see absolutely no change in a star. Certainly you can basically move the entire orbit of the earth, and you choose a chart that star that's far enough, you'll see no change whatsoever. Right? So that means that you could really, looking up at the sky, you look up at a star directly above you, the entire earth will fit underneath that space of the sky. Okay, what's in the rest of the space? There's a lot more stars out there. So something's under those stars too. If something is under those stars, that means that you could, theoretically, be standing with that star directly overhead. But in order to get to the place where that star is directly overhead, you're already larger than the entire Yishuv. Experimentally, we've got over 1,000 mil of Yishuv. So how the heck, according to Rava, if you had 6 stars in the sky, then you already have 6,000 parsots. So I don't understand. There's thousands of stars in the sky.
So
there must be a place where you could theoretically be underneath that star. So therefore, it's crazy to say that the Olam is 6,000. So, and I'll prove it to you. Go ahead, pick a star that's directly overhead. He keeps walking to the east. No matter how long he walks, it's still there. Wherever he walks, it's still there. So Mikhlal the Kola Yishuv Kulo Tachat Kocha Vechad Yoshev. So how could you say that the whole thing would be only 6,000 parsot? Tiyuft.
So this means it's smaller or larger?
Much larger. Yeah, because if you only had six stars in the sky, then you've got the Yishuv plus. So assuming we've got a yeshiva of 1,000 plus cells. And good, so there's six. Now what are you going to do with the other 20,000 and the 10,000 visible stars? Forget what Stephen was directly over there. You're wherever you are, in whatever hemisphere, you could pick out of it. 5,000 stars easily. So I mean, how do you possibly have an ilum that's only 6,000 parsal? Tiyosta, you're right. That's also a problem. Tashma. Eglav, it's a phone. V'akrav b'darom look. You can look up at the sky at the right time. And you can see Taurus towards the north. And you can see that good old Akrav, Scorpio, towards the south. And in the middle, we fit Kol Yishuv Kula. Forget about all the other stars in between them. Let's take a whole constellation as one star. So that means Kol Yishuv Kula Eino Yoshev Ela Bein Egla La Akrav. The Kol Yishuv Kula, furthermore, we take a look at the Yishuv. The entire Yishuv is the space in which the sun travels for 1 hour. Because the sun's only directly overhead for 1 hour in the day. Right? So Kol Yishuv Kula Eino Havi Ela Sha'a Akad Bayom. Everybody knows in the fifth hour of the day, the sun is still towards the east, and that's how we use our sun clocks. And b'sheva, chama b'ma'arav, chatzi shisi v'chatzi sheva, chama omedet b'rosh kol adam, right? Okay, so given that we know, therefore, that certainly we've got an awful lot more over here than just our yeshiva. We see the yeshiva is certainly very large. It's got to be more than 6,000 parsaot in total if just 1/12 is the entire yeshiva that we know. Because the sun is Ayme Beresh Hashem Kolano. Again, to Yuft. Fine.
That would be 2 hours or 1 hour.
1 hour. From mid 11:30 till 12:30. Tashma, unless you're on daylight savings. Tashma. How do you set your sun clock ahead?
In our view, it would be like one time zone.
Huh?
We would call it one time zone, probably like at least.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that was the whole issue. Toshma, Yom Rav Yochanan ben Zak. Ma teshuvah yeshivato bat kolo torasha, b'sha'a she'amar e'elea bovoteav adam el elyon. Here comes now Nebuchadnezzar and Sor. The Rishayim, basically. I will make myself a throne up in the clouds. You know, they had the city in the clouds in Star Wars. That was the Nebuchadnezzar's vision. He thought Nimrod had it straight, just a little tower. He built a whole city in the star. In the and then I will sit up there in the clouds. Adamele Elyon, I will be like he who is above. I'll make myself similar to God. Yatzta bat kol v'amralo. So Batko came out and told Nebuchadnezzar, you idiot. Rasha ben Rasha ben Benosha Nimrod Rasha. You know, you got yourself now the same kind of approach to life as Nimrod had. Imrit kol olam kulo alai b'malchuto. Kamash no tavshel adam. Tell me, how long are you going to live to climb up to the stars? Shimim shana, rosh monim shana. Now you want to get up to the stars. Okay, you got yourself a starship. How long is it going to take you to get there? You forgot about Einstein. It's Ad Rakia. So to the first level, the Rakia, will take you 500 years. Then you got to get to the Ovio Shor Rakia. It's another 500 years. Bain, bain, go Rakia, the Rakia, the Shiva Rakia. Each one is another 500 years. The distance between each Rakia, which is the equivalent of Ovio Rakia to us, is another 500 years per Rakia.
Per
Rakia. Yeah, per Rakia. You're going to be ash. That's what's going to happen to you. Ach el sha'ul tur. I have a better idea. Instead of going up, why don't we just take you straight back? El yar ketei bor. Anyway, tiyufta, this too is a tiyufta, because we know, the Gemara Chagiga says, that the distance from side to side is the same as the distance up and down. Because we have the Odom, Yisof Olam, Atsof Olam. Odom is min ha-shamayim ad oretz. From the k'tei ha-shamayim ad k'tei ha-shamayim has to be the same distance as shamayim l'oretz. Well, this sounds like an awful lot more than sheshet alofim parasa. Oh, it's no good. All right, it's another tiyuf ton rabba. Ton rabbona. Chachmei Yisrael amrim galgal kavua umazalot chozrim. The Chachmei Yisrael view the sky as being a sphere that doesn't turn. The sky doesn't turn. The sky is just the sky. With Mazalot, however, the constellations twist. They turn within that sphere. Whereas the Chachmei Umot Olam Omrim, whereas the Goyim view it as the entire sky revolves. That was the sphere of the sky. And it revolves, carrying along all of these stars with it. We don't view there to be any turning sky.
But the planet, they still, we don't address it, right? This doesn't address
it. Yeah, no, of course not. Yeah. Obviously, planets stay still. Did you ever see any of yourself moving?
No.
They must be wrong. Because if the whole sphere could revolve, how come it only always goes in the same direction? It ought to be loose. It could be revolving in any way. So why is it only revolving in one way? We always see it going in the same direction. How come it doesn't twist north-south, same way it goes east-west? Must be that it doesn't revolve. It makes much more sense to say that there are orbits within a solid sky. Well, I mean, when you say it revolves, you know, I mean, it may be revolving along a point. So like the same way, for instance, you've got a butzina de rechaya, or a tsinura de dasha, where over there you've got a hinge. The hinge of the door is a point, a pivot. So it pivots along a particular pole. So obviously, if that's where the pole is, whatever creates that pole, it's not going to pivot in another direction. So why would you expect to see any movement north-south? Maybe that's the pivot. So that's not really a problem, because even if you say that the entire thing revolves, it doesn't mean it revolves without a pivot. Chachmei Yisrael Omrim, furthermore, the Chachmei Yisrael are metaphorized now, the vision that we have of what happens when the sun moves across the earth, as if the Kama is Ma'alechet L'mata Minarakia, V'layla L'mala Minarakia. So when the Kama disappears at night, if you're not going to say that the earth revolves, so what happens to the sun? Where does it go? It must go back where it started from. Okay, so it then goes around the top, you know, comes back around, comes out through a hole, comes on, you know, and so on. Whereas the Chachmei Umot HaOlam Omrim, no, actually it goes all the way around. It goes underneath the ground. And so Beyom Chama Malachat Lamata Menorakia, Malay Lamata Menorakarka. Keeps going around the bottom underneath the ground. Amaram nearing Divrei Midivareinu. You know, that makes more sense what they're saying. Because how else to explain the fact that the water at night is warmer than the air? Must be being warmed by the sun underneath there, you know, that's keeping it hot. So the Mayanot Shilonimbar is Belayla, they wrote Tanya, Rabbi Natan Omer, Imota Kama, Kama Malaka Begova Sharakia. During the summertime, so then the sun gets further up. That's why we see it up in all the way in the north. But because it's so far up, it doesn't heat the water, so the springs are cold, because they're coming from deep in the earth, whereas the air is hot. During the winter, look how close it gets to the bottom over there in the south, you know? That's keeping all that water hot there in the tropics, and that's why we find our air is cold, because it's far away, but the Mayanot, they are nice and warm. Tanarabon, the Arba'ash Vilin Chama Me'alechet. We split the paths in the sky, so to speak, to the four seasons. So Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, there it's Me'alechet Beharim, Kedei Lefasher Et HaShlagim. That's a very good idea, because if the sun wouldn't do that, we would soon be overrun by an ice age. So it's good that we've got that period for the sun to melt all the snow. Now, Tammuz Av Ve'elul, there we've got the sun basically around us. So that's needed, because that's where we do our agriculture. Good thing, or we wouldn't have anything much to eat. So, Kedei Levashalat HaPerot. Now, Tishrei Mar Cheshvan V'Kislei, Ma'alechet Bayamin, Dei Liaveshet HaNaharon. Now, you got to have a little time in the year, which the sun goes down all the way close to the Naharot, and that way, otherwise we'd be living in a swamp. And Teves Shvat V'Hadar, Ma'alechet Bamidbar, Kedei Liaveshet HaZra'im. We need a period in which things don't rot, things that germinated, and so on. So we've got the sun taken care of. Shalom Yaveshit Azraim. We keep it away from our... Yeah, sorry. Keep it away from... our president is correct. We keep it away from our seeds. Rebbe Eliezer is very sensitive to heat at that time. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, so Rebbe Eliezer Shita is, once you're outside of the Azara, you're Bederek Rechok. So what does that mean, says the Gemara? I forgot the Mutsi. Are you telling me the guy could turn around, he could go into the Azara, and we don't tell him, well, I'm really like, who am I? We don't say, excuse me, sir, did you bring your Karm Pesach yet? Why don't you just, no, I'm Bederek Rechok. I just turn around and face the other way. I'm far away. So why don't we just tell him to go in? The Hadanya. I mean, how do we understand the Derek Rechok? How about if a guy is an Ora, right? Not a Ger was an Ora, like we had before. A Yehudi was an Ora. So he knows the Karban Pesach is coming up. So he has to be known. If he's not Mal, and he misses his Karban Pesach, Anush Karet, did he really ask? Why is that? He's currently an Ora, and therefore he can't bring a Karban Pesach. Just like this guy. He's currently outside of the Azor, and we don't tell him to go in. So why the Ora? We tell him, you got to get rid of the Orla. But the guy who's outside, we don't tell him, you got to get rid of your being Bederek Rechoka. There's no difference between the two. Omar Abaye, look, you had the same question before. You asked me what the difference is between a Tom. Tame, and I have a Derech Rechoka. No, I explained to you. Derech Rechoka la Tahor, vein Derech Rechoka la Tame. Same way I said it before, it's exactly the same thing over here. There's no Derech Rechoka that was said on Aregut. Derech Rechoka is a new concept in which the Torah defined your Chiyav in terms of where you are. There is no such concept when it comes to Tuma, and there's no such concept when it comes to Or. So, what do you want? You're not the Derech Rechoka? What are you going to do? Okay, so what are you asking me?
You find yourself inside the Azorah.
Then you're fine.
As an Orah.
As an Orah, you have to get a brief deal. Yeah. Rav Amar, Rav says, no, it's not so push it. This question about whether you're supposed to do something in order to make yourself ro'i to be able to bring a karma is actually really a machlok. It's not so push. Because we learn like this. The Tanya. Rebbe Eliezer, the same Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says, Ne'ma richuk makom b'pesach. Ne'ma richuk makom b'ma'aser. We find that there's a concept by Pesach of derech rechoka, and we find ki yirchak mincha ha-makom. Correct? By mice. What do you do, ki yirchak mincha ha-makom? Which means, if you're in Yerushalayim, you cannot be paid at your Meisr Sheni. If you're Berichu Kamakom, you can't be paid at your Meisr Sheni. So tell me, what does Kirchak Kamakom mean when it comes to Meisr Sheni? Outside of Yerushalayim. It doesn't mean you're in the Modin, right? It means you're outside of Yerushalayim. You're all ready to agree with that. So, Ma'al Halan Chutz La'Achilato, Afkan Chutz La'Achilato. Now, well, hold on a second. Where's the Mokom Achila? The entire Yerushalayim. But where's the Mokom of Shechitas HaPesach? Only in the Azorah. So how did Rebbe Eliezer say over here, Chutz L'Iskupat HaAzorah? So obviously there's another Shita in Yerushalayim. So apparently there's a machlokas that argue about what it is that Rebbe Eliezer holds. Does Rebbe Eliezer hold Chutz L'Iskupat HaAzorah? Or does he hold Chutz L'Komat Yerushalayim? Based on this drasha, he holds Chutz L'Komat Yerushalayim. So now you're telling me, and we find another Rebbe Eliezer that says that an Orel has to go in Mal? No. So maybe the Tana that holds that an Orel, the sky of Kares for not doing Mila, holds that Rebbe Eliezer would agree that you have to be far away from Yerushalayim, that you can't get there. Maybe there's three shittas. We see already it's not clear what Rebbe Eliezer holds. So in other words, look, it's true that if you had a Jaguar, you could have gotten it, right? Fine. But nonetheless, the Torah said, you don't have to get into your Jaguar to get there. Can you walk? Can't walk? That's fine. So you're telling me, well, that's fundamentally different than the Oral. Nemar derech rechoka, no nemar derech rechoka. Rava wants to say there's two levels of not being able. To say that the Torah defines a circumstance, given that a person doesn't have a Jaguar. In other words, speaking to an Adam, was Eimed on Har Sinai, he's not sitting in a Jaguar, and this is the way I'm being mitzaveh him in the mitzvah. So I'm speaking to him as a human being without any additional sophistication. I'm telling you, if you're Bederek Rechoka, then you're not going to be Chayev if you don't bring the present. Okay, so if that's the case, we need to measure that Derek Rechoka in terms of Merchak. That would be Modi'in. That you're ready to accept. And you're not going to tell me, why don't we tell him to buy a Jaguar? That you understand. Because the Torah didn't say you're Mechuyev to buy a Jaguar. On the other hand, the Torah said you're Mechuyev to get a Bris Mila. So that makes perfectly good sense. So maybe that's the Pshat in Rebbe Eliezer. Abaye says, you don't even need to go that far. What do you need to go that far for? Once you're ready to say that the Torah is going to potter a person who could theoretically have gotten there, so why not just say that a Libet of Rebbe Eliezer? Fact is, you're not in the Eskufas HaZor. Or the fact is, you're not within Chomat Yerushalayim, whichever Pshat you'll learn of Rebbe Eliezer. What would it take to get there? Not the Chayim to get there. Why is that fundamentally so different from the Pshat that everybody's willing to accept, which is Modi'in? Everybody, the Tanakhama is also ready to accept Modi'in, despite the fact that you could get there if you have a Jaguar. I don't see that that's such a fundamental problem. According to Rava, it's a fundamental problem because it's completely ad hoc. Why would the Torah say such a thing? Shleim, if I can give it an objective explanation, I could say that because of the fact that a person without additional help indeed wouldn't be able to get there on time to Shatz Chiyuva, so then it makes sense. The Torah says, okay, you personally happen to own a Jaguar, that's not the way I measure mitzvahs. That makes sense. But to say that the guy doesn't have to turn around and go in, why would that be? It's not defined by anything. Okay? So there's really not that much of a fundamental difference between Rava saying Derech Rechoka, between Abaye saying Derech Rechoka l'tahor v'lo Derech Rechoka l'tamei, and what Rava is just pushing back the problem, you see. But he's pushing it back so that it's able to be given some kind of objective definition. Whereas according to the way Abaye was learning, Rava didn't like that, because according to that, then Rebbe Eliezer is for some reason, well, it just happens to be that way. The Torah wants you to get a Bris Mila, but it doesn't want you to turn around and walk into the Azorah. Difficult to accept. One is distance and one is a Maisa. So therefore, that's the way it is. Therefore, Rava looks to find an explanation to make Rebbe Eliezer consistent. So Enochidami, according to Rava, if you have to turn around to get a bris milah, then you should have to turn around and to walk back into the Azara. Mashain came. You don't have to buy a jaguar. It has nothing to do with it, with the way that there is Machayim. Okay, it's not just a big machlokas as it appears. It says the Gemara. You want to define what the rov of the tzibur is? Go according to the number of people in the Azara, not the people all around. How many people are currently in the Azara? Rov tmeim? Bring the carbon betuma. Well, what do you mean? Look, just call in some more. There's more people out there at all. Irrelevant. Come on. That would be, in fact, that the shir would be, as Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudas, I didn't read Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudas. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudas, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yudas, chutzla siyato, not makom chutzla chilato, b'shir of Yerushalayim, but rather shir of Azorah, which is our Mishnah of Rabbi Yosef. Now that would be our Mishnah, leave it to Rabbi Yosef, that the shir is askupata azara, so too the shir of measuring. What's negea rovat zibur? Those who are chayav in the garden of Gaza.
They can be in the Azorah beforehand.
Yeah, whoever's there. Well, they come now too, but if they'll be there, they'll be there. But they're not here now. So who is chayav in the Garden of Gaza right now? People in the Azara. Everybody else is b'derech rechoka. So why would I include in the measurement of the chiyuvim of the Garden of Gaza the whole world? I include the whole world. I'm including the people who are coming to make the Garden of Gaza. These are the only people that are coming to make the Garden of Gaza. Amar la Rabbi Yosef, l'ficha. So now, according to this, says in the Mishnah, nakud al hei lomar lomit nechrechok vaday. Why does the Torah actually say derech rechoka with a nakud hei? To tell me doesn't mean literally. Tani Rabbi Yosef, l'di omer. If the Torah says derech rechoka, shumi anim alef shnayim v'shlosha yamim, far, far away. Okay, so far away sounds like a long, long way. Kishu omer, but then, when it wants to talk about the chiyah for somebody who didn't make a Pesach, it doesn't say, u'baderech rechoka lo haya. It says, u'baderech lo haya. He wasn't on the road. What's great, wasn't on the road, but he's here. Because someone who isn't here is still on the road. You're going to ask him, hey, where's Joe? I thought he was joining us. He's still on his way. What if he's still on his way? He's a minute away. He's still on his way. So why doesn't the Torah repeat over there, Derech Rechoka? He's on a far way. It's not a day, really, a far way. As long as I can say the guy is still on his way, and he's not chayav at this moment. Magid shemeyasku fataz ravelachutz already there. So clearly, the pasuk is saying anybody who isn't here is on the road. So the only way in which he would be chayav, according to this, to be amazed, is if he's standing in the Azara, and he doesn't bring a carbon pesach, the dafka. So such a person, he would be the one that we're referring to. Or Bishogi, whatever the cases were. But anybody else would be b'derech rechoka. He wouldn't be chayav karet under any circumstances. So if you don't bother showing up, so you're potter. Even if the mazid, you don't bring the pesach sheni and you're there to bring the pesach sheni. I'll leave the Rambam.
According to Rishashis, that means if you're not in the morning, you can't even bring it in the afternoon.
You can't send it to arrive later.
No, if you're on the other side of that scoop, but right. In the morning.
You can't send it with somebody who's inside.
You know, you're 10 feet outside. You can't
correct.
Go in.
You can't. Exactly.
So when
you can't
go in.
No, go in. It's winter 8. What do you mean you can't? You can't.
Still on the deck.
But if you didn't, you can't send it ahead and say, I'll come tonight. What does that mean, you'll come tonight? You want to bring a carbon pesach? Go bring a carbon pesach. We don't send carbon pesach.
So you have to be in by
Chatzos.
You have to be in
Azara. No, to be in sometime during Zman
HaShemitah. All those who are being away on this part.
Although according to the Rambam, I mentioned according to the Rambam, it means you have to be by Chatzos. You have to be. In other words, if you could be by Chatzos, then you're not by there. If you couldn't be by Chatzos, you're in Modin in the morning, not in Modin at midday. But you're able to get in at some time. Now we get closer to seeing how the Rambam is looking at it.
So everybody who's on this part has to be there. No
shlichus. There's no shlichus, exactly. If you're like Rishon, you're going to have to come on your own. It's at one point or another.
And be in the
you then you bring your car.
If you're a mono, you can't.
My friends bring the car, but I'm signed up with the car.
If you're holding it, not.
That's
how he would define it.
If
the Rishashis would hold of this trap, yeah. Well, yes, it would be in trouble. That's what he would do.
So it's locked. It's basically locked.
Yeah. Well, doors were did lock.
Right?
Because they had three groups.
They had three groups.
Exactly. That's the name of
the jackal. It doesn't make any difference anyway.
No, nothing else. That's why we're trying to find it. Okay, sorry for keeping you stuck. I know it's very late. It's a Friday. Anybody needs to leave, by all means. But let's. Tomorrow night? We are planning on having a Matzah Shabbos.
Good will.
Yeah, we no longer know. Might not even swear to
the
Bible. Turn around one. Hayah met chutz l'modin v'yachol ikanes besusim v'befaradim yoko yechayah. If he doesn't, Talmud lomar v'baderek lo hayah v'ala hayah v'baderek. He was v'baderek v'chokah. Hayah met lifnim in amodin v'yachol ikanes b'nei gmalim akronot makvot ato yoko lo yechayah Because what's he supposed to do? Again, according to the Rambam Kipshuta, according to Rashi, because he didn't park his van and take his vessel. Omar Rob, Shita Alfi Parsi Havi Alma, Sumchad Rakia Alfi Parsa, Chode Gemora Vafadisvara, Sovaloki Odi Omar Rabba Barbafanam Rabbi Yochanan, Kama Malek Adam Benini Bayom, Eser Parsot, Mialota Shaka Viada Netzach Hama, Kamisha Mili, Mishkiata Hama Viad Zetako Habim, Kamisha Mili, Nimso of Yosharakia, Echad Mishisha Bayom. This favorite view that Mir of Yosharakia from Yasara Bayom, Teda Kama Malek Adam Benini Bayom, Eser Parsot, Umealota Shaka Viad Netzach Hama, Abad Mili, Mishkiata Hama Viad Zetako Kochabim, Arvat Mimim, Nimsa, Ov Yosharakia, Echad Miasarabayon. To Yufta the Rava, to Yufta, and to Yufta the Ula, to Yufta. Lema David, to Yufta the Rav Yochanan, and Melacha, and the Yamamu Udana. It was Rava and Ula that ended up explaining that second piece. Udekato, the Kochash, and the Kadna, the Kashuf. Lema David, Yufta Rabbi Chanino, who measured the distance from stone to Tzohar, lo. Vayaitzu, obviously, if you're under pressure, Shaina, you can accomplish more. Toshma. Mitzrayim haya arba meot parasal arba meot parasal. Now, Mitzrayim itself is only Echad Mishishim. Kush is Echad Mishishim Be'olam. Olam Echad Mishishim Be'gan. Gan Echad Mishishim Be'eden. Eden Echad Mishishim Be'geinom. Nimtze Kol Olam Kolo Kekisui Kideira Be'geinom. That's a further to Yufta. Fine. Toshma. The Tanah of Eliyahu. Rabbi Natan Omer Kol Yishuv Kolo Tachat Kochav Echad Yoshev Teva. Hari Adam Notin Eino Be'kochav Echad. He can keep walking on Mizrach. It's still there. La Baruchot Olam is still there. Bechlav Kol Yishuv Kolo Tachat Kochav Echad Yoshev Teva. Yufta. Toshma. Egla Be'tzafon Ve'akrav Be'daron. Bechol Yishuv Kolo Eino Yoshev Ela Ben Egla La'akrav. וכל היושב כולו, אינו אבי, אלא שעה אחת ביום, שאין חמה נכנסת ליישוב, אלא שעה אחת ביום תדע, שבחמש חמה במזרח, ובשבע חמה במערב. חצי שש וחצי שבע, חמה עומדת בראש כל אדם. Also to Yufta. By the way, this is how Aristophanes went ahead and measured the circumference of the earth. Because he found out Agala. It's also in there. Why do you call it an Agala? No, it's an angel. This is Taurus. Rashi says this is short. It's not a wing. It must be in the Steingalt, it says Agala. Yeah, so that's a picture of a wing. That's not Rashi's.
That's how they knew the world was round and not flat?
Of course. Every time. Nobody thought the world was flat except people in the street. No intelligent person about the world ever. Any time in history there's no record of serious thinkers. Of course it's that. You can see that it's a sphere. You just look out at the ocean, obviously. But so he measured the earth by noting that this isn't true. Because a friend of his told him that in a city which was in the south of him, that on such and such a day the sun was directly overhead. And he knew that in his town, which was further north, it was 7 degrees still to the south. So he measured the distance between Aristophanes. He lived way before this. Early Greeks. Yeah, so he measured the distance between his town and that town, and the difference between the 7 degrees and the directly above. And then he just simply multiplied it. Ended up with an excellent figure for the circumference of the earth. So it isn't really true that the whole Yishuv, it's Amid Barash Shor Kol Adam, wherever you are. It's close enough that friends of his knew that it wasn't that way. Toshma. Yom Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Ma teshuvah shivato bat kolo Torah Shah, b'sha'a she'amar e'elea v'om te'av adamer le'elyon. Yatz tabako v'om rabo, I like this one. Rasha ben Rasha ben Benosha Mimona Rasha. Imrit it kol olam kol olay v'malchuto. Kame shenotav shel adam, 70 shana, v'migmonot 80 shana. שנאמר ימי שלותינו בהם 70 שנה, גבוהות 80 שנה. מן הארץ עד לרקיע, you already have 500 שנה. אוב יושר רקיע מעל 500 שנה. בין רקיע לרקיע זה מעל 500 שנה. וכן בין כל רקיע ורקיע. So you're going to really make it up there. אחל שאול תורה, בלגר כתב בור, תיופתם. תן רבון החק מישראל הבין גלגל קבוע מזלות חוזרים. חכמים ומאות עולם אומרים גלגל חוזר מזלות קבועים. אומר רב תשובה לדבריהם, מעולם לא מצינו עגלה בדרום, והקרב בצפון. מה התקפו רבה כביאק בדיום הקבוצין הדרי חיה? או תצינו רבדשה? כך מישראל אומרים ביום חם המהלך למטה מן הרקיע, בלילה למעלה מן הרקיע. כך מיומות העולם אומרים ביום חם המהלך למטה מן הרקיע, בלילה למטה מן הקרקע. אומר רב נראה דברי מדברנו. שביום מעיינות צננים ובלילה רותחים. תעני רבי נתן אומר מיות החמה חמה מלאכת בגובה של הקיע לברכו עולם כולו רותח ומעיינות צננים. בימות הגשמים חמה מהלכת בשיפולי רקיע. לפיכך כל עולם כולו צננים ומעיינות רותחים. תנו רבי נתן אומר שבילין חמה מלאכת. ניסני ובסימה מלאכת דברים כדי לפשר את השלגים. תעם עזוב אלו מלאכת בישוב כדי להשאיר את הפירות. תשרי מרחש ומגזרי מלאכת בימים כדי לייבש את הנאורות. תבת שבט ועדר מלאכת במדבר שלא לייבש את הזרעים. ובלי עזר אומר מי עסקו פתע זרע וגם But Tani Yudhi, Ariel Shalom Mal, Anushka Reit, Ribbon Yezer. Amar Abaye, Derech Rechol Kalatar, and Derech Rechol Kalatame, what's the problem? Rav Amar Tanoi, the Tani. Rav Eliezer Omer, this Tanoi doesn't mean that I'm going to prove to you that there's Tanoi. Because I am only proving it's a Tanoi in another issue, whether it's Biskufat Azorat Yerushalayim, right? But I'm suggesting, since we already find the Tanoi, there's a third Tanoi. This represents the third Tanoi. So Tanoi, the Tani Rav Eliezer, Nehmar Richuk, Makom Bepesav, Nehmar Richuk, Makom Bemaaser, Ma'ala Alam Chutz La'achilato, meaning outside of Yerushalayim, Afkan Chutz La'achilato, meaning outside of Yerushalayim. Whereas Rav Yosef, Rav Yiron, Rav Mishum, Rav Eliezer, it means Chutz La'asiyato, outside of the Azora. Come on, Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Yosef, B'tmeim Aleicha Karov Omdim Ba'azora. Come on, Rav Yosef, Rav Yudah, Shukram Shem, Rav Yitzchak. Omer Rav Yosef, Fichar Nakud Alahei. Tani Rav Yosef, Lili Omer, Derech. I think Derech means Malach Shnayim or Shoshay Amim. Ah, Shishu Omer, Uba Derech Loi. Actually, it should say Derech Rechoka, yeah? So you might think Rechoka means Shnayim or Shoshay Amim. Yishu Omer, Uba Derech Lo Haya. But it doesn't say Rechoka. Magid Shmi Askupat Azrav Alachutz, correct that? He wasn't on his way, meaning he was actually here. Thank you.